produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello and welcome to Josie's Inspiration for Monday, March the 8th, 2021. And even though this show is being aired March the 8th, 2021, it's actually being recorded on Monday, February 22nd, which is today for me. But February 22nd, Monday, is the first day of my last round of chemotherapy. So as of today, it is now 12:35 p.m. on Monday, the 22nd of February, and I should be getting ready for bed to be ready for a 9 o'clock chemotherapy session, but I was intent on doing this show prior to my session. It's been since July that I got my first diagnosis and started to have the experiences of discomfort in my body, which was diagnosed as fourth reoccurrence of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And this today will be my sixth round of treatments in chemotherapy. Oh, so needless to say, there's a whole lot going on in my mind. I have been working on what I wanted to say since early this afternoon, but I needed to really have something that was heavy on my heart really put down in words so that I could really express to you tonight or today what I'm feeling. So I know that to calm myself, anytime that there is any anxiousness or anxiety, I go to scripture, prayer, and song. And so the scripture that I chose to calm myself with, Philippians 4, 6 through 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And that scripture is exactly what I needed tonight, what I needed in preparation for my treatment. And I'm going to interchange tonight because I haven't been to bed on Sunday. It's now 12:37, so it still feels like night to me, but actually it is Monday, February the 22nd, show being aired on Monday, March the 8th. But it's today that I'm going to have my treatment. And so this scripture was really appropriate because no matter what is going on with my chemotherapy in the process, I get to a scattered place. I get my bag ready, my backpack with my Luna Love blanket. I get my bone broth that I'm going to put in hot water tomorrow so I can have it for lunch. I've got snacks, I've got my mask, I've got books to read, I want to make sure I have my charger for my phone and that I've got an outlet for the wall just in case they don't have one available for me in the doctor's office. So there's a whole process that I go through just to get myself ready. And it doesn't seem like it's a whole lot of detail, but add to that just my thought process of having chemotherapy. And now that I've had it five rounds, I know I'm so blessed because I have not experienced all the things that I did prior diagnoses, prior treatments, like the nauseousness, the inability to eat, diarrhea, pain, hair loss. I've had some challenges this time. Don't get me wrong. It has not been a cakewalk. But I'm grateful to God that I have not experienced challenges to the degree that I did in my first three diagnoses. And so this particular diagnosis, I'm just celebrating the end of an experience and preparing myself for the new journey. And so I don't need to be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let my request be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So as I got my scripture together, then I was looking for a song. I was looking for a song that had been on my mind and on my heart all day. Wait for the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. But the rendition or the version that I'm accustomed to that I sing in choir at church is not what I was finding. And so after looking for a long period, I came across what you heard just now, Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers, Encourage Yourself, featuring Sherry Jones Moffitt. Now, I usually always have Spencer Baker, My Purpose is to Praise You. And that's my swan song. That's what I stand on. Because everything that I do here, now, throughout my life is to give God the glory, to praise Him. And I look for ways to praise Him. But the Donald Lawrence song, when it came up, I felt that that was what I needed right now. And while Wait on the Lord and Be of Good Courage is the song I looked for, to have the lyrics, Encourage Yourself, that spoke to me. And I decided that I would make this show about how I encourage myself through the lyrics of the song, how I encourage myself through this journey, through cancer diagnosis number 4. And hoping that in the process, there will be something that encourages you. Because as I said, this is not a cakewalk. It's been a journey. And life is a journey. And so I'm grateful. In fact, my daily posts that I do on Facebook, hashtag I'm inspired, hashtag Josie's inspiration, hashtag journey 2021. It's because I'm expecting a beautiful journey to continue post-chemo. And so even the challenges, like just now, I was recording and my phone stopped because the screen went black and I'm trying to watch the timing. So here I am. And I know that the great technicians that are part of Finding My Way are so amazing. So I'll ask them to patch the first 6 minutes to this. But let me talk to you now about the lyrics of Encourage Yourself, because sometimes you have to encourage yourself, you know, and I'm very grateful for friends and family who support me, who are around. But tonight, as I was looking for the words to say, as I was preparing to do this show, and as I was getting the song together, I couldn't stop and call someone to encourage me through the process. I was messaging my Luna mother, Pilar El Cid, because every night and every morning we text each other words of encouragement, words that will just let each other know that we're thinking about each other, and for me to be able to share with her what was going on. And so she had a concern knowing that tomorrow that my treatment is going to take place on the 22nd. But I needed to encourage myself because I know that the process of what I'm going through, I could easily go into a place of, oh no, woe is me. I could have been disrupted by the fact that I couldn't find the right song. But the song says, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And I'm just going to read you the lyrics, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I'm feeling in the process. So I'm having to pat myself on the back, not to take away from the blessings that God has given me, but in this moment, I have to look in the mirror and I have to say, girl, you did it. You know, we have made it through. We've made it through 5 diagnoses. We've made it through, and today's 6th diagnosis is going to be the final walk on this particular journey of my life. And I'm excited about it, but I'm nervous about it and I'm anxious about it. So when I have to speak victory during the test, I've got to speak victory to the fact that this diagnosis is done. This treatment is done. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am healed. You know, he already bore the burden for me. He already took his bearing on the cross to overcome anything that I could even fret about. Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that an incredible blessing? Well, it says, speak victory during the test, and no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. So I speak the word. I speak healing over my life. I speak healing over any cancer patient's life, anyone who is going through anything right now, COVID, cancer, whatever the diagnosis that the doctors have given you, God has the prognosis. Look to him. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Not in my own understanding, but in the Lord. What was that scripture I read? Philippians 4, 6, 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God will surpass all understanding and will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I don't understand why I have a diagnosis again. I don't understand why there's a diagnosis for. Didn't understand why there was a one or a two or a three. But God brought me through each one. And so the victory goes to him. I'm victorious in his name because he has seen me through. Speak victory during the test, and no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak over yourself in the Lord. And then it goes on to say, sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. And definitely you have to, because the pressure is all around, but God is present help. The pressure is all around us. I don't watch a lot of TV, but those times that I do turn it on and CNN is on, or I'm sitting with my husband and he's watching something on the news, oh my gosh, there's pressure. There's pressure from what's going on in the world with COVID. There's pressure in homes. There's pressure in marriages. There's pressure in families and children. There's pressure. But God is present. He's present. The enemy created walls, but remember, giants, they do fall. Yes, we're in a situation in our country that is devastating, devastating in our black communities, in our communities of brown people, in the indigenous communities, in the overall world, all around us. Every ounce of this world is touched right now by COVID. And it's an unknown. And when there's an unknown, we can get stressed about it. Last month when I culminated my A to Z essential oils, I talked about the fact that WXYZ, the W being why now, why cancer again, the XYZ being the unknown. And so we're in a place of unknown. But remember that giants, they do fall. So while we are looking at the demise of our former White House occupant, as we're looking at the things that occurred on Capitol Hill, just remember, giants, they do fall. So speak over yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. And then the lyrics go on to say, as I minister to you, I minister to myself. And God only knows. I'm not a minister, but I take Joseph's inspiration as a ministry that God has blessed me with. And so when I do these shows, when I do my daily Josie inspiration posts, when I go on live Facebook, it's because I want to encourage someone else. So as I am ministering to you, I'm ministering to myself, because this message that I'm giving you right now is what I need myself. It's the message that I need to be encouraged, to stay encouraged. It's the message I need to get through the treatment of chemotherapy today, Monday the 22nd. It's for you and it's for me. So as I minister to you, I minister to myself. Life can hurt you. So till you feel there's nothing left, life can hurt you. So till you feel that there's nothing left. Hearing cancer diagnosis number 4, I went right back to cancer diagnosis number 1 when I heard the doctor say, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is that the cancer that you have is the rarest form, but the bad news is that you've got cancer. And so sometimes when you hear words like that, it hurts. Life can hurt until you feel that there's nothing left. I didn't know what the outcome was going to be for me in having cancer. I didn't know if I was going to live or die. I didn't know because my mother had died from cancer, because friends had died from cancer. And the word cancer was synonymous with death, as I imagined, as I thought, or as the world was telling me. And this was back in 2001. And I'm grateful to God that I've learned so much more since then that I don't fret at the word cancer. And even though, yes, I take that back, I do fret at the word cancer, but not to the degree that I did in 2001. Because in 2001 and 2003, with diagnosis 1 and 2, I kept questioning, what had I done wrong? What did I do? I even asked God, is this a punishment? Did I do something wrong? Have I misspoken, misstepped, misbehaved in some kind of way? But all through it, he told me, my child, it's okay. You're not going anywhere. There's work to be done. So I'm encouraged. I'm speaking over myself. No matter how I feel, speak the word. Speak the word and be healed. And so I'm speaking the word. Words have such power. But we've got to speak positive. We've got to speak over ourselves. Sometimes you do have to look in the mirror and tell yourself, I can make it. And that was what I wrote in my poem when I wrote about that cancer diagnosis. It was about me being, at that time, 3-time cancer free. I had to believe I could make it. I had to speak, I can make it. I had to speak over myself. I had to remember, as in Proverbs 8:21, remember that the power that life and death lies in your tongue. The power of life and death lies in your tongue. So you have to speak positive. You have to say words that are encouraging to yourself and to others, which is sometimes so important, who you surround yourself with, because sometimes people will speak to you in such a way that it can break you down. So look in the mirror and tell yourself, I can make it. And then remember the words that you're saying. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged in knowing that God has got this. So I speak over myself. Even if no one tells me, you can run on, you have to tell yourself. So I have to tell myself that I can run on through this journey. I can make it through 4 diagnoses. I'd made it through 1, 2, and 3, and God had already shown me that he's the master healer. And so cancer 4, okay, it's just something that is occurring. It's a blip on the screen of my life. Speak over yourself. Romans 8:37 says, you've got to remember, I am more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. You've got to remember that. You've got to speak over yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I am more than a conqueror. And then in 1 John 4:4, I'm encouraged because greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Let me read that again, because I want to get that right, because I want you to hear this, because this is kind of where we get stuck in stuff. We look outside of ourselves for answers. So ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we need to stop looking at the pulpit, stop looking at the TV, stop looking at the White House, stop looking at the UN for our answers, stop looking at the world for the answers. God is the answer. We are his. Be encouraged. Because I believe that everything the Lord said about me is true. I believe everything the Lord has said about me. But everything the enemy has told me is a lie. And I don't give him any credit. So you rarely hear me use the five-letter S word, because I don't call on that name. There are enemies all around us, things that would break us down and tear us down. But I'm not going to fall victim to any of that. I'm going to know that greater is he that is in me than anything else. The full scripture, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who love us. Be encouraged. I am encouraged. Psalms 121, 1 through 2 says, I will lift up my eyes until the hill. All my help comes from the Lord. So if I don't know where to turn, I'm looking to him. I'm not looking at the newspaper. I'm not looking at CNN. I'm not looking at Fox. I'm not looking at ABC, CBS, or NBC, or anything for my direction. I will lift up my eyes until the hill. All my help comes from the Lord. I'm encouraged. I'm going to run on to see what the end is going to be, because I believe there's something better up there for me. I'm encouraged in the Lord. And I'm so grateful that God has surrounded me with those who've supported and encouraged me. And I know I could do nothing without him and those that he sends into my life. And so I'm grateful for Joseph's inspiration. I'm grateful for this period of time, because this journey is a victory for God. I'm going to take this lap through 2021, seeking his face, seeking his direction, asking him to show me what it is that he would have me do. I'm going to stop putting myself in a place where I think, okay, God, I know what you're telling me. I'm going to run on with them. This just get my back. No, I'm always going to pause and ask him to show me the way. And as I take the path, I'm going to say, Lord, is this the direction I should go in? Because there are going to be forks in the road. There are going to be some U-turns. There are going to be some of those circle things that are in the middle of the road, and you could go turn around and around and around and get all twisted. But I'm not going to get twisted, because I know who I serve. And I serve a God who is a mighty God. And as you're listening to this show, just know 1 John 5:14 says, and this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. God hears our prayers and he answers them. 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18 says, so we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Just know that in all things you are a conqueror. Encourage yourself. Speak over yourself. Speak victory over your life. And no matter how you feel, know that God is real. When I sit in that chemo chair 8 hours from now, I will speak over myself and I will encourage myself in the Lord. This has been Josie's Inspiration for March 8th, 2021. I am Josephine Josie Crawford Hopkins. Be blessed.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Thank you so much for joining me once again on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. This morning, as I sat still in my quiet time, I thought about something that was very odd. It just popped in. And it popped in as the importance of balance. The importance of balance, to me, it just says the word balance. When you think of it, we tend to think of something being equal all the way around. But much like a seesaw, if one child is heavier than the other, then the end that they are on goes down and it stays down until some force beneath causes it to elevate. And in this case, it's the child pushing against the ground with his feet. And this playful correspondence goes on and makes for a fun time at the playground, but it's work. And that's what happens to us when we have so much that we need to do and so much that we want to do, and it's pulling at us from all sides. Let me put this into terms relevant to our everyday life. I found myself in a rut a whole lot of times because of being out of balance. Oh, it's true that I thought I was doing what I was supposed to be, but in order to survive, And I was. And if survival was all I needed or wanted, that would have been fine. But it wasn't. So that was hence my feeling of being drained. I was spinning my wheels, but not making the progress I really wanted. The very act of doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different outcome, has been called insanity. Yet every day, millions of people do just that. I've found that if you pay attention to the synchronicities of life, or more simply put, just stop to smell the roses, they will give you a heads up as to what's necessary. They come at the oddest times and in the oddest ways. Like while doing a very mundane chore today, washing clothes, it happened to me. I got my aha moment, so to speak. You see, in my haste to move on to the next thing, I put too many towels in the machine, which, as you can probably guess, caused the one-sidedness during the spin cycle. When the machine stopped, I went to unload it only to find a tub full of very wet towels. Now, that had an easy fix. But what about the times when we spin around until we come to a sudden stop? Say, an illness that causes us to stop in the middle of our busy lives, leaving the things that we feel are so very important unfinished. Now, you can say, well, it takes me working like I do and doing the things that I do to make it. Okay, that was my favorite saying too, until the day I had a stroke. Mild though it was, it showed me that the world won't stop if I say no to something that I feel will overwhelm me. Not to mention the stress that was placed on my family to help me out while I recouped. One seemingly small imbalance can affect a number of people and things, which, by the way, creates even more imbalance. It really is a vicious cycle. The Bible says to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven, a time to sow and a time to reap. That's Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. So it must also mean that there is a time for us to rest and rejuvenate from the work we do or spin out of control in some other area of our lives. Much like that overloaded washer, I've been operating on the one-sided thinking of, if I don't do it now, it won't get done. Now, I'm not advocating being slothful, but so what if everything on your to-do list doesn't get done immediately? I've learned to prioritize. I've also learned to incorporate some downtime, and that's extremely important. Has it helped me? Immensely. Has it upset others? Sometimes. But will they get over it? That's up to them. I'll still stop and whatever I'm doing or whatever I've planned in order to help someone in real need. However, I used to jump when I was called, even though it was painfully obvious that the problem stemmed from the other person's lack of planning or judgment. A friend once told me something that was very profound, and it's been quite helpful, even though it sounded harsh to me at first. The lack of preparation on your part does not constitute an emergency on mine. Let that sink in for a minute. It sounded harsh, but really it speaks to the balance in our lives, our world, and as such the lives of those around us. Don't you find it much more enjoyable to be around someone who seems to be focused as opposed to someone whose energy is flying like a kite all over the place? And that's just the physical side. Let's focus now on what it says about you and your spiritual health. If we're thinking that we are the sole reason that things get done, what is that saying about your trust in God? How many times have you given something over to God and then took the worry back on? As if God was too slow in handling whatever it was. God is always on time. because things manifest in divine timing. If we have the good sense to know that whatever we ask, believing it shall be done, it has to manifest. And may I add, if it's in God's will. And that used to scare me when I was still young in my faith walk, until I learned that it's God's good pleasure to give us the highest and best. That's His will. And sometimes we just have to wait. As hard as it is, sometimes a little downtime can give you a whole new perspective. And as I said, God is always on time. While I was going through my healing, which by all standards was extremely fast, I learned a lot about myself and others. There were some people in my life that were concerned about my well-being, and others were concerned about what I had been doing for them, continuing. And needless to say, I saw things in a whole new light. And then again, during the lockdown, during the pandemic, in the beginning of the pandemic, I was face to face with, am I going to trust God for my existence or not? And it gave me time to do what I had always wanted to do. That is to stay in meditation as long as I felt it necessary, to write, to go deeper in my study and my planting of herbs and my oils, and starting my small garden that is borderline now looking more like a small farm. In general, focusing on my health and my peace of mind, something that I knew was needed all along, but I put it on the back burner in order to do for everything and everyone else that I thought was more important. Yeah, I thought everybody and all of their stuff was more important than me. I heard it said that when it comes to God getting your attention, He can throw a pebble. And then He can throw a rock. And then He throws a brick. Well, the pebble in my life was obviously the stroke. And if truth be told, I probably had a whole lot of pebbles before I actually had that stroke. The lockdown was the larger rock. And since I don't desire to be hit by a divine brick, I'm paying a lot more attention these days to the balancing act that is my life. Instead of finding fault with yourself during whatever your downtime currently is, use it to excel in areas of your life that you feel are the most challenging for you right now. Whether it's spending more time in communication with your divine self, taking intentional time on self-care, spending more time in communication with others. And yes, it's very necessary. Find a way to do it. And I won't tell you that it's not hard or it doesn't hurt to go on a healing self-search journey or that you may not like what you discover. But much like any healing, the time spent will be a light for you to see and acknowledge what needs attention in your life. And when you see it, do something about it. You'll be surprised just what a little shift in weight, much like the teeter-totter, does to bring more balance into your life. When we think about balance, sometimes it's a little hard to conceive of more than just what I was saying about that teeter-totter. But you see, balance doesn't mean you say no all the time to people. Doesn't mean you say yes either. And the balance that I decided to take for myself was very enjoyable. So if you do things that call to you, that you really, really want to do, and sometimes you may have thought, well, how can I do something like that? I'm not really the best at speaking. I'm not really the best at writing. And it will probably seem stupid to other people, but it's okay. Try it anyway. I have decided to go further into my writing of the books that I use to counsel and to set up my seminars with, because this pandemic is not going to last forever. I can do some of these things online and be prepared with all of my research to do them in person. There are so many things that I wanted to put my hand to, and there are so many things that I enjoy doing, and I'm good at it. God has given all of us talents. He has given us all things that we really enjoy doing. These things work toward your balance, because as you do your job, that's where your mind is focused. But as you recover from the job with the things that you enjoy, that's where balance comes in. Even when it comes down to your spirituality, do you enjoy meditation? Do you enjoy reading the Bible? Do you enjoy maybe even getting together, and I know we have to do this virtually, to have a Bible study? But you see, that goes to the alignment of your spirit and the balance in your heart, body, mind, connection. And when you are in balance in your mind, body, spirit connection, that can ward off diseases and dis-ease. You ever have that anxious feeling? You don't know what's wrong. You've done everything you want to do. You're done what you're supposed to do. But for some reason, it's almost like an itch under your skin. There's something else that needs to be done. You can't relax, even though you want to relax, because in some way you're kind of wound up. You can't understand what it is. So for me to tell you to meditate during that time is kind of futile. If the weather is good, I would tell you take a walk. If the weather is bad, I'll tell you run around your house, look crazy to your family, but they're your family, so it doesn't matter. Up and down the stairs, walk around your property if you can. Take up kickboxing, do some yoga, but you have to get moving. Get that blood that is stagnant and trying its best to get out. Give it an outlet. Read, write, sing, dance. Oh, that's one of my favorites. And I'm not the best dancer, so I tend to do it when nobody's here but me. My grandchildren would laugh at me. My children just get embarrassed. Don't bother. Doesn't bother me. I do what I want to do, because I have now discovered that when I am balanced, all around me is balanced. When I am happy, I can give that joy to others. And whether they want to see it or not, or hear me sing or not, doesn't matter. Because if people truly have your best interests at heart, they'll realize what you're doing. And they just chalk it up to, she's trying to get herself together. And that's exactly what you're trying to do. Do something about it. Relax. Be rejuvenated. Be blessed. Live from that prospect. I used to say, live your life from that space where everything is all right. Move your awareness to that space where everything is all right. Live from that space. That's our inspiration. That's when you encounter your true self. That's when the God of you shines through. There are so many things that can be done that we just take for granted. Like I said, if it's something that you really want to do, start. Just start. Get in front of your laptop and type one line. That's the beginning of your book. Go walking in the woods or in nature for inspiration. Dig in your garden. Feeling the earth in your fingers is a magnificent thing. I now understand why my ancestors enjoyed gardening. I used to watch my mother. She would come home from work and prepare dinner. And if it was summertime or something and it was still light, she would go out and just be on her knees, digging in her little garden and singing. And I can't help but think she would be extremely proud of me right now, because mine is bigger than she ever thought hers would be. It's a whole lot more work. But that work isn't work. It's feeling nature. It's seeing life come from something that you have done. It's watching growth. It's watching the form that God has given each individual vegetable. It's all the same, but it's all different. The things that a tomato plant needs to grow is not what a cucumber needs to grow. Learning the necessities of their life helps you to learn the necessities in yours. The balance of the minerals in the earth, the balance of the minerals within you. The nuggets that you choose to read are the minerals within you. There's just so many things that help to bring balance. And there are just so many things that can take it away. But just like the yin and the yang, we need both. I wouldn't know what balance really was if I hadn't had my bout with some sickness. And I wouldn't have learned to calm myself down because I thought I was doing what I was supposed to do. And in the midst of turmoil and in the midst of struggle, stop. Take a deep breath. And we can do that right now. If you're where you're safe and you're not driving, let's take a deep breath. Just in. And breathe out. I call it my I am meditation because on my inhalation, I say, I am then whatever it is that you want to be. Like, I am blessed. And when you release, say that I am. And see the cycle of I am that I am. I am that I am. Brings to mind what God said to Moses when he asked his name. I am that I am. And you are what he made you. You are the God you serve. You are worthy of being balanced. You are worthy of the all good of God in every area of your life. Remember that. Start small and never give up. And as I said, that'll bring more balance to your life. Shift the weight of I need to the balance of I can if I want to. This is Reverend Lydia saying relax, release, rejuvenate, and live your blessed, best life because of the changes that you are making. I'll invite you to join me again next time. And coming soon, I will have Monday Moments on my Rev. Lydia Speaks page on Facebook if you wish to join me there.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.